Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the October 17, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of Information Technology, will provide information on this meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel for RI Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's Affordable Housing Trust agenda and information and documents on each of the actions being taken. There are presently 3 trustees of the trust. They are Stephen Pryor, Carol Ventura, and Cara LaChapelle. If the teleconference portion of the meeting is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Carol Ventura will preside at this morning's meeting. Trustees and anyone else who may be speaking during the course of the meeting, please do state your name prior to speaking for the benefit of those listening to the teleconference. And with that, I will turn it over to the presiding trustee to call the meeting to order.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. The time is 10:02 a.m. Let's conduct a roll of the trustees in attendance. Commissioner Stephen Pryor.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Thank you. Item number 1 is approval of the minutes of the Affordable Health Trust Fund meeting that was conducted on August 15, 2024. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion, comments on the minutes?
No.
Thank you. Corey, please conduct the vote.
All those in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting from August 15, 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved on a unanimous basis.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number 2 on the agenda is approval of a fund transfer for Homeownership's First Gen Home RI program. Peter Pagonis, Director of Homeownership, will present this action. Thank you, Peter.
Good morning. This is Peter Pagonis. This RFA is for the approval of transfer of funds in the amount of $1 million for the purpose of additional funding for the First Gen RI program. This program provides first-generation homeowners with $25,000 down payment to purchase their first home. There are certain income level requirements, geographic restrictions as to where they presently live prior to purchase, and income limits. To date, we have funded 82 grants in the amount just north of $2 million and look for another $1 million to continue this successful program. Happy to announce that at the NCSHA program, we were mentioned a few times from other HFAs as the state that they use to model the programs that have sort of taken off across the country. So we offer this presently through the Loan Center and look forward to helping out more first-generation homeowners in Rhode Island. We ask for the approval as stated in Attachment A. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. May I have a motion to approve this action? Item number 2, approval of a fund transfer for Homeownership's First Gen Home RI program.
So moved.
And second.
Thank you. Let's open it up for questions, comments, discussion.
First, this is a very positive program, so thank you. You mentioned another $1 million for this purpose. Do you all have a sense, Peter or Carol, members of the team, whether you'll seek additional funds thereafter, if there's a kind of sequence in mind for judging that?
Right. So we're probably averaging around 28 or so grants per year. So this will take us probably a little more than a year from now. Of course, the big factor with funding and availability is whether this eventually is opened up to our participating lenders. It's presently only offered in the loan center. If it were, as you can imagine, with 64 lenders having access to this program, the funds could go very big, very quickly. I will say, we, you know, all things being equal, we'd like to continue to fund this program in the future.
If I may, Jim. We have a five-year program and production plan to the agency that we prepare, and we do project out how we will invest dollars, and I believe we have $1 million in that production annually for the next 5 years. But we need to, you know, revisit it every year to see what the conditions are within the housing environment, what other resources are available that could perhaps supplement this. So I expect you will see this on an annual basis coming back to the trustees.
Could this be combined with other programs, Peter?
It could be combined with programs, other non-Rhode Island housing programs in terms of support and financing or assistance, but not with another Rhode Island housing.
So not with another down payment assistance program?
From Rhode Island housing, no. From outside, yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Corey, would you conduct the vote?
Yes. All those in favor of approving a fund transfer for Homeownership's First Gen Home RI program as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have three affirmative votes, and the motion's approved.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number three on the agenda is approval of delegation and signatory authority. I'll turn it back to you, Corey, to present.
Thank you. This is Corey Meyer speaking. I'll be presenting this recommendation regarding corporate signatory authority for the trust. This action would authorize designated officers and employees of RI Housing to execute and deliver any contracts, documents, or instruments that lawfully may be entered into by the trust. For general reference, the common instances in recent experience are discharges and amendments of existing loan documentation. The designation authorizes the executive director of RI Housing or her designee, the Deputy Executive Director of RI Housing and Chief Financial Officer of RI Housing to sign on behalf of the trust. This designation supersedes the previous designation from June of 2022. Staff considers this an annual housekeeping matter, and we are not proposing to change any of the authorized individuals. I'm happy to answer any questions.
You just said this. I'm sorry, Carol. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
This is an identical action from last year's action.
From 2022, that's correct.
Action. Okay, gotcha.
May I have a motion to approve action item number three, approval of delegation of signatories?
So moved.
Thank you.
And second.
Thank you. Any questions, any additional questions, discussion? Okay, Corey?
Yes, all those in favor of approving the delegation of signatory authority as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote and the motion is approved.
And that is it for our business today, so may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you.
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved with three affirmative votes.
Thank you. This meeting is now adjourned.
Nice.